Today in Perth, a real estate roller coaster leaves some cheering and others reeling. Hi, I'm Leah.
And I'm Garrett.
Welcome to Laidback Local, the news of the day with Leah and Garrett from Perth. Let's open the book on this. Perth's property market is on a roller coaster, with Applecross homeowners celebrating a 29.3% hike in house prices. Meanwhile, Claremont and Cotswold are facing declines. It's kind of a late boom cycle, with units outperforming houses. You know, affordability constraints are driving this change.
That's pretty cool, right? But like, these fluctuations can be harsh for homeowners in Claremont and Cotswold. It's not just numbers, it's affecting real lives. The market's wild ride is something to chew on, huh? Next up, let's roll on. Thieves hit Perth billionaire Lawrence Escalante's villa in Mykonos, making off with luxury items worth hundreds of thousands. Escalante, who's the founder of a $6 billion online casino called Virtual Gaming Worlds, had his villa broken into on his first night there. Can you believe his $1 million watch was among the stolen items?
Can you believe that's even a thing? Sharing your location and wealth online can lead to real risks. It's wild how public posts can turn into real-life heists. Let's not let this one slide by, because it's a reminder to stay cautious. Okay, let's move on. Philip Andrew Shanks, a Banksia Grove real estate agent, faces a 2-year ban for misappropriating a tenancy bond. He transferred a bond to his personal account instead of lodging it with the bond administrator. This led to a $4,000 fine and trust issues in the real estate industry.
That's a curveball. It's like surprising he thought the tenant was his main client. Regulatory compliance is key in real estate, and this really shows why trust is crucial. No stress. But let's keep it real on following the rules. All right, on to the next. Emirates plans to halt its second daily flight between Dubai and Perth, reducing connectivity and potentially increasing fares. The suspension, effective October 26, 2025, is part of an operational review. This decision cuts nearly 2,000 weekly seats, which could impact ticket prices.
What a twist! It's like a big deal for travelers and the local economy. Fewer seats mean higher prices, and it affects everyone. We can't just leave it at that, can we? It's something to consider for future travel plans. Last up, Albany police quickly found a missing 77-year-old woman within an hour after a public notice. She was reported missing on a Friday afternoon, and honestly, she was located about an hour later. This case highlights effective police procedures and community involvement.
That's a solid point. It's like amazing how fast she was found. Shows the power of community and efficient police work. Keeping it chill, but it's a feel-good story that underscores how important collaboration is. And that's a wrap for this one.
Thanks for tuning in to Laidback Local, the news of the day with Leah and Garrett from Perth.
Stay curious and come back tomorrow for more.